Sue, I want to know if having kids, if you found it helpful and grounding, or if it was extra stress at the beginning.
No, there was, they pulled me through it all. Seeing their smiling faces every time I woke up, even if it was just for 5 seconds, my little boy would be holding my hand all the time. Even though I couldn't stay awake, you know, for a long period of time, he would be there, and that's what pulled me through, those two kids.
I heard a remarkable story the other night. I went to see the play Time Stand Still. It's about a woman photojournalist who has terrible PTSD. And the woman I went with is a journalist, who's a woman who's been embedded about 8 times with the Marines. And afterwards, we listened to Woodruff and his wife. You know, he's the ABC anchor who was very badly injured and suffers from traumatic brain injury. He said that what he heard when he was in the hospital was that people who are either put into a coma for their own well-being, or they are in a coma, that 90% of them, the first time they open an eye or respond is when their child is allowed to visit them.
Yes, it rings true to me, yes.
It's so beautiful that your children helped you so much through your physical recovery and are such an emotional boost for you now. How are they handling your relationship with them because you have the PTSD?
They don't know. They don't see that. I mean, they know when mommy's not feeling good. I just tell them I'm sick, you know, mommy's having a headache, bad, you know, time of day. And they know that. They understand that. I mean, my son is just the most, I don't know, he's just so, I don't know, he's just sweet. And I was just blessed with really good kids is all I can say. Got them involved in their sports activities for their own good and for my own good, because that was a way for me to make myself get out there and be involved in their lives.
And Alexis, your older child, she is very engaged in helping you out and being with you, isn't she?
She's always been that way, even before. She's always been attached right to my hip. She loves to cook. And so whenever I don't feel like cooking, you know, I'll ask her, I'll be like, hey, do you want to come in here and see what you can come up with, and I'll help you along the way, you know?
So your kids sound really well-adjusted.
They are. They have came through this great. I mean, at first it was kind of difficult. I could see it in them. So I knew that I had to change because it would affect them, and they didn't deserve anything like that. They didn't deserve my anger outburst. They didn't need to see any of it. And that's why I went and got help. And a lot of people don't believe in actually taking medicine for help. But I went a long time without having any kind of medicine, you know, for it, and I actually finally went and got it, and it helps my mood swings, and it's helped me be a calmer person, and I'm not ashamed to say, yeah, I went to go get it, you know? Yeah.
I think when a parent lets a child know, sometimes I don't feel good, then you take the burden off of them mm-hmm. trying to parent you. You're telling them straightforwardly what's going on, and that's very freeing for them.